free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 19th of June, 2020. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Happy Juneteenth to everyone out there. Quite a few insane stories coming across the desk this morning. We will be covering it all today in the next 3 hours. Very exciting stuff. Of course, let's start off with the day. The day is Juneteenth, June 19th. This, in case you are unaware, is the celebration of the ending of slavery. And originally this was a Texas-specific holiday because June 19th was the day that the news of emancipation arrived in Texas, news that the slaves were, in fact, free once and for all. And frankly, it's a wonderful thing. I used to celebrate it all the time in Houston. You'd go down to Memorial Park there and just big jazz festivals in the middle of Houston. Really fun stuff. Very strange interpretation of this holiday as of late, now that it has reached nationwide awareness. And yet it's being celebrated, I guess you could say, rather strangely, rather uniquely. Of course, if you remember, Donald Trump originally planned on having his Tulsa rally today, but out of respect, I guess, for Juneteenth, he decided to move it to tomorrow. Immediately, some BLM activist said, well, we'll have our rally on that day instead. It seems a little bit ironic to me that on the day that we're supposed to be celebrating equality, the day that we're supposed to be celebrating everyone as equal in the United States, we're told, no, you can't celebrate on this day. That's their day. That's their day to celebrate, and you're not allowed to. It seems ironic. It seems counterproductive to the whole idea of the message. It says, look, we're going to have this presidential rally on this day because we're all Americans and because he's the president of everybody and we're going after everybody's votes. Everybody should be included. Juneteenth, great. We have a rally on Juneteenth. We'll celebrate that. We will, go for Donald Trump. But, you know, I guess Donald Trump just sort of falls into this idea that his existence is racist or something. And so he agrees to back down and you know, kneel and allow Black Americans to have a rally on their day because it's their day. It's not all of our day, I guess. It just seems counterproductive to me. It seems counter to the entire message of Juneteenth. But I guess that's where we are. Of course, the lead story about the Tulsa event tomorrow is that, and here's the headline from Breitbart, confusion in Tulsa, mayor issues curfew as Trump supporters gather for upcoming rally. So many, many people were camped out in front of the Bank of Oklahoma Center, where President Trump's rally is set to take place tomorrow. And they were all camping out there, as they do, as is always done before Trump events. People want to get there early, many days early in some cases, in order to get a good seat or in order to just guarantee that they get a place in the rally. Of course, over 1 million people have signed up for this rally. So if you wanted to get in, you had to get there early. So people were camping out on the side. It's always sort of a festive atmosphere. It's always feels like one big camp out anyway. But in the middle of this, you have police suddenly entering in and telling everybody they have to leave, telling everybody a curfew has been established and you are not allowed to camp outside anymore. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum signed an executive order instituting a 10 p.m. curfew for the area around the Bank of Oklahoma, where the president's rally is set to take place. Quote, as part of our preparations for President Trump's rally this Saturday, we're working on making the area secure for everyone's safety. The Tulsa Police Department said in a statement posted on social media late Thursday, in an effort to start clearing the area, Mayor G.T. Bynum, a little bit like Barnum, has signed Executive Order 2020-11, which places a curfew for the area of the map. So just specifically where the Trump supporters are camped out, that area now has a curfew, obviously directed oppression, essentially. I mean, directed altered law for depending on who you are. This will be a theme throughout today's show, the selective enforcement of laws. Stay with us, folks.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 19th of June, 2020. Happy Juneteenth to one and all. It is day 94. Day 94 of the lockdown. Day 94 of America held hostage by the technocratic elites, by those that are willing and eager to use your fear against you in order to keep you trapped in a state of helplessness, dependency, and loneliness as you stay home, stay inside, cover your face, be silent, and await permission to carry on your life. This is where we are. Of course, we'll be getting into this. No slowdown on the authoritarian attempts to use this supposed crisis in order to control and dominate us. Nothing new there, of course. It's so absurd how all of this is being treated, of course, if you have tens of thousands of people shoulder to shoulder marching in the street, throwing bricks through windows. That's absolutely fine. Not just fine, it's encouraged, it's something to be celebrated. But if you were to pack a bunch of people into a stadium for a Trump rally, that is a crisis. That is something that may kill us all. It is rather absurd. And, you know, we've talked about it before, but it does bear repeating that if the coronavirus was or is as deadly as they claim, literally those Black Lives Matter protests and riots that we've seen carried on for the last several weeks with literally uncountable numbers of people flooding the streets of major cities like New York and Los Angeles, that would be an existential threat. It would be literally worse than being, you know, having a nuclear exchange with a place like China. Sick hypocrisy, says the New York Post. This is fine, but this is dangerous, comparing the two crowd sizes. Of course, it just depends on your politics. And this is just the world that we live in now, where reality is 100% determined by the politics of the people involved, or at other times, the race of people involved. This is just the way that it is. It's completely absurd, but here we are. I really don't know what else to say about it. You know, I think I'll open up the phone lines early today, and we'll be going to your calls throughout the 3 hours. Open phone lines just about anything you would like to talk about, any ideas that you have, anything you've noticed over the last week. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Call in to the David Knight Show. We'll be taking your calls and hearing from the info warriors out there. Where to go first? Where to go first? Of course, we talked about in the last segment this shutdown in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Guys, maybe see if you can find this video. It's on the Breitbart article of the police telling people they have to leave. The mayor, G.T. Bynum, Republican, Tulsa mayor, Republican, by the way, is a Republican doing this. As mayor, I have received information from the Tulsa Police Department and other law enforcement agencies that shows that individuals from organized groups who have been involved in destructive or violent behavior in other states are planning to travel to the city of Tulsa for the purpose of causing unrest in and around the rally. Per the order, one, people are prohibited from walking, running, loitering, standing, or motoring upon any alley, street, highway, public property, sidewalk, or vacant premises within the boundaries indicated above, except for official designated duty in response to the emergency. Providing public public safety services or going to or from a place of residence or work. Two, the manufacturer transfer, use, possession, or transportation of a Molotov cocktail or any other device, instrument, or object designed to explode or produce uncontained combustion is prohibited within the limits of the city of Tulsa. Good. Good. Glad we got that one on the board there. I didn't realize that prior to today, totally legal, apparently, to carry or use Molotov cocktails in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The third part of this order says the transporting, possessing, or using of gasoline, kerosene, combustible, flammable, or explosive liquids or materials in a glass or uncapped container of any kind is prohibited within the limits of the city of Tulsa, except in connection with the normal operation of motor vehicles, normal home use, or legitimate commercial use. Breitbart News' Matt Pierdy was on the scene in Tulsa and confirmed that there is indeed a curfew, but it's not currently being enforced. Very interesting, very strange goings on there in Tulsa. Of course, the only purpose of this, or the only result of this, I should say, has been that the people who have been waiting for hours in line to get into the Donald Trump rally have now been forced to vacate the premises, have been forced to take down their camping materials, and moved. They've been moved. So obviously, I don't think, I mean, who knows with the state of so-called reality these days, I don't think that it was the Donald Trump supporters that are being told not to bring Molotov cocktails. You know, maybe I'm wrong here. I don't think it's the Donald Trump supporters that are being accused of bringing in flammable liquids in order to burn the place down. But this is just sort of where we are right now, right? You have massive groups, hundreds of people, thousands, tens of thousands of people across the United States who openly anti-American, openly destructive, celebrate things like throwing Molotov cocktails at police, destroying entire city blocks with fire, domestic terrorism, full stop, completely apparent and obvious as to what this is, who this is, and why they're doing it. Of course, it would be a simple matter for police, I would think, to find these people, to punish these people, to stop these people from doing what they plan on doing. It's a simple matter of enforcing the law. It's a simple matter of using the incredible police state powers that have been slowly but surely injected into our local police departments over the last however many years. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, I've never wanted the police to be militaristic. I've always argued against the arming of police, the usage of tanks on American streets by the police, by police officers, basically training police officers to essentially be militaristic, be army soldiers on the streets of America. Never been in favor of that. Never been in favor of that. Because it's an overreach, because it is totalitarian, because it's easily abused and used to destroy the lives of innocent citizens in our fair country. But that having been said, we do have these powers. They do have all of these incredible methods by which to spy on people, by which they control people, by which they are able to identify, single out, and capture evildoers. We have these powers. Maybe if they were used appropriately, there would be some reason to have them. Maybe in a situation in which we are now in which we have, you know, foreign organized, billionaire funded riots going on, destroying entire city blocks, maybe this would be the time to use those police powers. But of course, they're not being used. No, instead, the excuse of these destructive, you know, arson people running around destroying things, they're going to use that excuse and say, look, for your own safety, you're not allowed to camp outside of the Trump rally. That's essentially what's happening, is we are being punished for their behavior. Once again, we, you know, innocent Americans, God-fearing, patriotic Americans who are just trying to celebrate or support their duly elected president, they are the ones who are being punished because anti-American riotous savage thugs are abusing the goodwill of the American people and destroying things. And this is just how it goes, right? And it happens over and over and over again. You have just complete free will, just complete carte blanche, just do whatever you want, destroy whatever you want, blow whatever you want up, burn whatever you want down if you are a so-called Black Lives Matter protest or Antifa member. but they will bring the hammer down on regular American. Look, just look at that. My God. If you're listening on the radio, folks, you got to get to band.video or infowars.com to see some of the images that are coming across your screen here of just the inordinate destruction that has been caused over the last few weeks. Of course, if you're paying attention to the Dave and Knight program, you probably are fully aware of what is going on. But just seeing it one after another really shows the incredible level of destruction that is being absolutely permitted. Of course, the one time that they might actually enforce a curfew, might actually try to prevent destruction being done, it's to destroy a Donald Trump rally, of course. We'll get into more about Donald Trump on the other side.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
to a Fox News poll, which you would think would be maybe one of the more fair ones out there, Donald Trump is behind Joe Biden by 12 points. Now, of course, we know just how much we can trust polls in general. Of course, you want to go with the aggregate polls if you want any sort of semblance of truth or reflection of reality. But frankly, I wouldn't be surprised. And I think there's a lot of people out there that assume that Trump really has a shoe-in because of just what a crazy old kook Joe Biden is. And I think maybe once the if they even happen, the debates, I think we'll see a fairly skewed playing field when it comes to Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. I think we know that Donald Trump will wipe the floor with Joe Biden. But that being said, you really have to ask, what is in it for the Trump supporters? Why should we support Donald Trump for re-election? To be frank, right now, I've been a pretty diehard Trump supporter for the entirety of his existence as a political entity. But looking around at just what has happened over the last year, what has happened over the last few months, I find it really difficult to actually come up with a reason as to why I should vote for Donald Trump. Why, you know, somebody posted a meme the other day, and it's just, it was all of the people who were injured in 2016, just people with red hats on, bleeding, blood covering their faces, having things thrown at them, really literally running through the gauntlet just to go to Donald Trump rallies. They would be attacked by just massive amounts of people who were bussed in by people like George Soros. We took the licks. We fought as hard as we could. We won, and we won. We succeeded. We actually did it. Against all odds, we got this man arrested, or we got this man elected. Distracted by this Breitbart story, which really should continue to grow and grow and grow. It would be in the tens of thousands at this point. It's the rap sheet of media-approved hate crimes against Trump supporters. So we took the beatings. We took the attacks. We shouldered all of that. Almost never returned favor, right? Almost never fought back. Almost never fulfilled the claims of the mainstream media that Trump supporters are all racist, violent bigots, and never happened. No proof whatsoever. But no, we took the licks. We took the attacks, and yet we won anyway. We prevailed. And what has been our reward for this? What have we succeeded in achieving through the election of Donald Trump? Well, one of his most important victories, one of the main reasons why people would say it's important to elect Donald Trump was to get the conservative Supreme Court judges onto that esteemed body. But as we've seen in just the last few days, they're not exactly the hardline conservatives that we were told they were. So it's just been loss upon loss upon loss. Victory is seemingly farther out of reach than ever before at a time when literally the entire country is burning. When you have sections of cities declaring themselves independent and refusing to allow law enforcement inside, at a time when the most draconian and extreme measures would be absolutely justified, what you see instead is Donald Trump pandering to his enemies, doing executive orders, basically blaming the police. We've just seen complete weakness, limp-wristedness, failure to achieve anything for the people that are being attacked, the people that are being having their lives destroyed. Of course, now we have something like 46 million people filing for unemployment as a result of COVID. So I don't know. Maybe if you're a Trump supporter, you think I'm a little too pessimistic. You think it's bad for whatever his reelection, for people in prominent positions or people with outlets such as the one I'm speaking on should do everything we can to get Donald Trump elected. Why? Why should we? I don't know. I'm really having trouble figuring out why this would be any different this time around than last time around. So give me a call. The number is 1-888-201-2244, 1-888-201-2244. We have a couple calls coming in already. In fact, we'll go to Roebuck in British Columbia, Canada right now. He thinks that Trump is planning something. I'd love to hear what it is. Roebuck, you are on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I think everybody's mad at Trump. They say he's not doing anything, but He's playing Columbo. You remember Columbo, that show?
Oh, yeah.
He used to play like the dumb guy, you know, and then all of a sudden he'd come out and get him, you know?
Yeah.
I think he wants to know who, he's going after the head of the snake there. He's getting them all. He's getting a big book on them, and then all of a sudden he's going to take them out. You watch.
Well, that's, I mean, you know, if I were to say what would be one thing that Trump could actually do to earn back my vote or to guarantee election, it would have to be something like that. It would have to be bringing the hammer down big time before November. You think that's happening? Is this, I mean, do you think the Q idea is real? Are you trusting the plan? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I am. Trump, there's Americans and then there's patriots. Trump's the patriot.
But what evidence have you seen of that? I mean, I've followed Q. I've never really believed in him because I, from the beginning, I knew there were things that he was saying that weren't true. So I never really believed in it that much, but I definitely followed it. And, you know, to me, it's like right now, what we see happening with just tens of thousands of people on the street, burning America down, defunding the police, you know, how big of a part does Q play in the fact that so many patriotic Americans right now are not reacting, not responding? Everybody's just staying home, staying inside, trust the plan. They're just trusting somebody else to do it. Now should be the time that we get interactive. Now should be the time that we all get active and start fighting back. And yet it seems like everybody's just been lulled into this. Oh, just trust the plan. Just one more month. Oh, next week. A tick, 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 tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Here it comes. Nothing happens. It never happens. So I don't know. I'm completely faithless when it comes to Q. What evidence do you have against that, Roebuck?
If everybody goes out in the streets, then they'll say, oh, look at all the riots and everything. And then they'll say, you know how they work. Yeah. Trump's going to, remember that poll they had there where they said, would you vote for Biden or other? And it was 92% for other. That means that Trump's going to win the biggest election. Then he's going to spend his next 4 years putting them all in jail. You watch.
I thought he was supposed to spend the last 4 years putting them all in jail. What's been the holdup so far?
4 years he's been fighting them. They've been the Russia collusion, all that stuff. He's been just on the offense trying to, or defense. I mean, he hasn't even went on the offense yet. When he goes on the offense, he's going to clean house. You watch.
You know, I would love to be proven wrong. Honestly, this is one thing that, like, if in 2 months it turns out that Trump is turned on the engines, Obama's been subpoenaed, Hillary Clinton's in jail, if all of that happens in the next 2 months, I will come here, I will eat crow, I will say I was wrong, I should have trusted the plan all along, please forgive me for ever doubting the great man. But until I see that happening, I don't know. I really have trouble believing that this is going to happen.
Look at all the good stuff that Donald Trump has done in the 4 years, and he's been fighting them for 4 years. They never helped him, he's just been fighting them the whole time, but his unemployment rate was the lowest of all time.
I believe he's been fighting, and trust me, most of the blame doesn't belong to Trump. It belongs to the other Republicans who refuse to help him at all. Stay on the line, Roebuck. We'll come back to you. Stay on the line.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her, and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith filling in for David Knight on this, the 19th of June, 2020. I have Roebuck from British Columbia, Canada on the line. I'm glad that you called in, because this is actually an argument or a conversation that I've had with multiple people just in my private life over the last week or so of people, you know, a lot of people out there like Roebuck saying, look, Trump's going to bring the hammer down. Just wait until November. You know, he's been working hard this whole time. Frankly, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with Trump's results. I'm not happy with the way he has been conducting himself. I'm not happy with the way that he's just allowed his supporters to be steamrolled at every opportunity. But now, Roebuck, you were saying something when we went out of onto break there. Now, I was saying that, you know, the blame doesn't lie on Trump's lap alone. It has a lot to do with the people, the other Republicans in Congress and in the Senate who are, you know, really enabling all of this awfulness to go on and not helping Trump in the slightest. So I don't blame him completely, but I'm just asking the question, why should I vote for another 4 years when the last 4 years have been such an utter failure? So Roebuck, you were saying that it hasn't been a failure, that he's achieved a lot in the last 4 years. What are some examples of things that he has achieved?
Well, look at all the drugs he's stopped, and look at all the pedophiles he's been putting in jail.
That's true. Like
he give the native Negroes there the university $100 million. You know, whereas Obama cut all their funding. You know, he's created the best unemployment for the Black Americans, and he's. Look at the unemployment rate; it's the best it's been in 50 years. And then they did all this stuff to try and stop him from winning the re-election is all this is all about. Yeah, he's for the people.
Yeah, I mean, I just, but, you know, the wall. we don't have the wall. That was his, no, you know, if you were to boil down his entire campaign into one promise, it was the wall. And as far as I can tell, got a couple miles of fencing. Like, we've really got nothing. We don't even really talk about that anymore. We have seen a lot of crackdown and pedophiles and human trafficking stuff. You gotta give him that. No question there. And that definitely wouldn't have happened under Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that Trump has been in office. I'm just saying, what is he doing now? What does he have for his actual supporters, for the base of his supporters? I see pretty much nothing. I see continual destruction. I see continual ratcheting up of control. I mean, he's done literally nothing to deal with the censorship. And since he has come out against it, you know, less than a month ago, they have just ramped it up even more. Now they're, you know, cutting off Zero Hedge and the Federalist because they have open comment sections. I mean, this is absurd. And the fact that, you know, he comes out and, you know, big and strong and threatens Twitter. How dare you censor me? And then the next day they censor him again. I mean, they're spitting in his face and he's seemingly powerless to stop them. I don't know. He seems far too concerned, in my opinion, with his own, you know, his own appearance. You know, he's interested in appeasing the people that will hate him no matter what, that will, you know, do whatever they can to destroy him. And yet he's trying to pander to them for some reason. I want strength from my president. I want my president to do something to stop the literal insurrection that is going on across America right now. And seemingly he's unwilling to do anything except for actually appease them, actually reward them. I mean, you have people burning down entire cities and you have Donald Trump passing, you know, executive orders that are punishing the police. So, you know, what is he doing? What is he doing? I don't get it. Robo, get anything else before I let you go?
No, he's just playing with them. He's gonna, the ham. He hasn't even started yet. Like, he's been 4 years, he's just been fighting them. They hate him. They're poor losers.
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to. Like, they're just poor losers. Like, he's gonna win the biggest election of a president of all time, you watch.
Well, I pray that you're right. Honestly, I really hope you're right.
And then he's going to spend the next 4 years putting them all in jail and hanging them. That's what he's going to do.
I'd love for that to be the case. I don't think that's true, but please, please, for the love of God, prove me wrong, Trump, because, I would love for that to be the case. I honestly just don't see it, but thank you so much for the call, Roebuck. I know a lot of people feel like you feel, but trust me, a lot of people feel the way I feel as well. You're seeing it all across social media. These days, the most diehard, the strongest Trump supporters are coming out basically saying, what the hell are we doing? Basically saying, this is not sustainable. Where is Trump? In fact, guys, let's try to get that, what's his name? Crowder. Stephen Crowder had a video where he was going off. Of course, Tucker Carlson has been going off. We here at InfoWars have been going off. We're all saying the same thing. It's all, what are you doing, Donald Trump? Why are you giving in to these anti-American, anti-police, anti-law and order, anti-equality, racist agitators? It's absurd, but here we are. We got some more people here that want to argue with me. But first, I want to go to Nielsen in California. He's been holding for the longest. He wants to talk about the Second Amendment. Thanks for calling in, Nielsen from California. You're on the air. Nielsen? Going once, going twice, Nielsen in California. Nope, you walked away from the phone, apparently. Hello? Are you there? All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. So I doubt Trump, Jefferson, but you have a message for those doubters of Trump. What is it?
Good morning, Harrison. Yeah, for everybody that's doubting whether Trump is really on our side, he is waiting until he has a window of opportunity, which starts in August, where he can actually declare an emergency and avoid being impeached or betrayed by the Republicans in the Senate and removed from office. He can literally recess Congress for 5 months, which gets him past the election, past the end of their terms, and basically do whatever he thinks he needs to do by declaring a national emergency that starts in August. So I would say that's where we have to hit the ground running and get what we want done then taken care of. And certainly locking up somebody like Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Clapper and people like that. But he's got to disassemble the administrative state. Look what they did with DACA just now. The Supreme Court used the Administrative Procedures Act as an excuse to say that the DACA thing is legitimate and he can't stop it. So that's the sort of stuff he's got to be able to overcome. And that doesn't start until he can recess Congress permanently, pass the election, where they can't impeach him and his own cabinet can't even vote to remove him from office.
Well, won't that just, add fuel to the Trump is a dictator claim? I mean, won't that seriously put his reelection in jeopardy if they're saying, look, Donald Trump just suspended all of Congress. He's acting completely without checks and balances. He's a dictator. I mean, is that not fulfilling exactly everything they say about him? And, you know, you talk about the DACA and the Supreme Court decision. I mean, these are his judges. This is like one of his main accomplishments over the last 4 years is getting these judges in place, and they completely backstab him and throw him under the bus and allow DACA to succeed regardless. So, I don't know. What about August is the special time? I mean, to me, it seems like the closer towards the election he starts to bring all this about, the greater, impetus he gives to his enemies to get out and try to prevent his seemingly dictatorial reign.
Well, there's a special rule that Congress approved of called the National Security Presidential Directive that basically allows him to become a dictator temporarily. He can declare a national emergency and become a dictator. That's approved of by Congress. So they'd be arguing with themselves as to whether this is something that he can do. If things get so bad, and they're going to get bad, he certainly should be able to declare an emergency. And this already exists, and it's temporary. You just have to wait until Congress is now a new Congress, where they even if they have an election, he can change the rules of how we conduct the election, which we should do. We should say we're not going to do electronic voting anymore. We're going to do paper ballots that are not anonymous. You have to put your thumbprint on it. Your biometrics have to be on the ballot. We should get rid of voter fraud. It should be almost like a census in doing the election. We all have documentation on who we are.
I don't know. I'd love to be proven wrong, but it seems like too little, too late. We should have spent the last 4 years trying to stop the voting fraud that we're going to see come down the line.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well, then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. We're already to the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, everything you've been seeing in the last few weeks from the agitated, manufactured riots in giant cities around America, funded by people like George Soros and other billionaires, the tens of millions of dollars being hundreds of millions of dollars being funneled into these anti-American disruptor groups. Well, if you are an info warrior, if you've been paying attention to InfoWars for any amount of time, you know this is not a surprise. This is not something unpredictable. We have been predicting it. We have been exposing it. We have been documenting the entire process for years. We are probably the only ones who have our fingers on the pulse of the nation in this way. And that's the reason that they want to shut us down, right? They don't shut down the most hateful people. They don't shut down the actual racists. They don't shut down the people who cause divisiveness, division, and hate amongst fellow Americans. They shut down the people who say it's time to come together, say it doesn't matter your race, color, or your creed. You should not stand with these anti-American domestic terrorists that are burning our city down, hurting innocent people, and separating us based on race, based on class, whatever it is. It's the people who are standing up against that that they try to shut down. And we see it with Zero Hedge. We see it with Federalists, the way that the mainstream media is working hand in hand with big tech to shut these people down, the way they have completely captured the court system as well. We are up against a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy, in the words of JFK. And once again, if you're an info warrior, you've known this. You've been here fighting with us. And if you haven't before, I really beseech you now, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and help support everything that we do here. No one is more accurate than us. Nobody has foretold exactly what's going on with greater detail than us. And we're only able to do that because of the incredible InfoWarriors out there that spend their hard-earned money on these great products. They get a fantastic supplement or fantastic these protein bars or air filters, water filters. They improve their own lives, but they also put that vital ammo into our holster here. We can only do it because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, all InfoWars shirts are $9.95. Survival Shield X2 spray and the 8-pack power stack are available. The 8-pack power stack is 70% off. That is some incredible savings, and that's a collection of supplements. You don't have to get all the bottles and, you know, fill in each little day of your supplement regime. It's just a packet that you rip open, take one in the morning, one in the evening, and get you all the great supplements that you need throughout the day. So please do go support us at InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't done so before, we eagerly invite you to do so now. Really is some incredible stuff. And the sales, as always, are mind-blowing. 33% off that nascent iodine spray. That's the X2 spray. That is one of our newest products and guaranteed to be a massive sellout product, CX2 Survival Shield Spray. Now I want to go to this video. This is Project Veritas. Project Veritas has been doing some incredible work as well. This is an undercover video from inside Facebook that reveals some programs within that company that are secret even to other employees within that company. Here is the latest undercover video by Project Veritas.
Recently, an employee of Facebook came to us with what he said was an internal Facebook document. Facebook says the document is, quote, not authentic. Our Facebook insider stands by his claim that it is. We believe, at the very least, there are many questions about this document and Facebook's actions after learning we had acquired it, which includes retaliation against at least one Facebook employee for document security. Facebook now needs to answer for some of these questions. Facebook is saying this document is not real. In fact, their spokesperson says that, quote, this is not an authentic document. Your response to that?
It's obviously from an authentic source, which leads me to believe it is an authentic document. Maybe the people who are speaking do not know of it, but it is definitely there.
Can you speak a little more specifically to how you obtained it? Like, in other words, it was observed on the server, or so there was some type of email exchange that occurred?
Yes. I happened to obtain it through email that was sent, that happened to also be sent to me as well, in a way, and I received it that way. Yes. So I can't tell exactly what department it would have came from, but it's addressed definitely to the human resources.
It was addressed to human resources?
Yes.
And it was from an email marked asterisk@facebook.com?
Yes.
So, one more time, do you believe that this document is an authentic Facebook internal document?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I do. I have no reason to not believe it. From what I've looked at it, it looks authentic to me based on other documents that are around. I'm not sure where else it could have been or where else it could have been.
Even what you just said, we'll blur everything, make sure you're protected. So what happened today with the thing you just showed me? What did they do to you in that screenshot? They suspended you? Tell me about that.
Yes. So initially, I went in, was able to get to try and confirm the documents. After I looked into it, I was able to see that I no longer had access to the system. I reached out to the IT department to see what was going on. They did not respond to me, but I did receive an email from an HR contact point shortly after, informing me that my access had been suspended to the system due to a document security issue.
Did they suspend more accounts than just you today?
Yes, six others.
Six other people? Why those? Why did they do that? Why more than just one?
I'm not sure.
Tell me about how you came upon this document.
In my normal course of work, it happened to come across my desk.
The highly troubling entries in the leaked document are found on page 6. Quote, when hiring for HR positions, it's important to prioritize H-1B visa workers. The second item, quote, priority may be given to H-1B applicants from China and Korea. So, Steve, assuming this document is a legitimate Facebook document, how would you characterize it overall from a legal perspective?
Well, James, I think it raises serious concerns under federal and state anti-discrimination law, specifically as it would relate to discriminating based on national origin.
I've seen the destruction and the damage that this H-1B visa issue has caused. Living in the Bay Area, there is a very large portion of homeless. These are Americans with degrees and jobs that no longer have these jobs and have been replaced by H-1B visa workers. This has to stop. Someone needs to do something.
Facebook is one of the behemoths of big tech. The company employs nearly 45,000 people, and its estimated worth is just under $700 billion. That's billion, with a B. Today we expose serious potential illegal policies inside the social media giant that should concern every American citizen from coast to coast, especially considering the U.S. unemployment level is the highest since the Great Depression. Meet Mr. X. He is the latest brave insider to come to Project Veritas with a shocking story and the confidential Facebook document exposing it. Tell me about how you came upon this document.
In my normal course of work, it happened to come across my desk, and I noticed it, and I sort of read over it and came to the knowledge of it that way.
What bothers you most about this document?
The fact that there's so much that is asked to be kept secret bothers me extensively. I think that if there's forces that are making decisions, people have a right to know, especially if those decisions affect them.
This is the Facebook document the insider gave us. It is emphatically labeled confidential and is titled Diversity Initiative. How certain are you that this is a actual, legitimate Facebook document?
I myself believe it is quite legitimate, and I'm very certain.
You're very certain?
Yes.
The summary of the document is a textbook example of corporate political correctness. Quote, advancing toward inclusion and diversity has always been a staple at Facebook. However, as a company, we know we can do better. The following is an outline of various initiatives you can take on as human resources professions to increase diversity and inclusion in the workplace, unquote.
That's the latest by Project Veritas. You can find that video and the whole report at Infowars.com. The headline, Project Veritas. Oh, it just went down. Project Veritas. Facebook has a secretive diversity board that is need to know within companies. So Project Veritas doing great work. Once again, uncovering the systemic corruption that takes place within big tech. We'll talk more about the censorship of big tech. We'll talk a little bit about, we're going to do some investigative research on the other side, folks. It'll be a good second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Dave Knight Show, Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with Infowarsstore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at Infowarsstore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at Infowarsstore.com. That's right. Support the Infowar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at Infowarsstore.com. Brainforce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mmm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM/PM day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfowarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. Infowars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, I'm going to go quickly to this clip. This is a John Bound report. You can find it at Infowars.com. We'll get into even more about the Black Lives Matter communist agenda
in just a moment, but first, here is a report by John Bound, Communist Lives Matter.
They've had Hollywood and the universities prime everyone for racial division in the name of racial unity, and they are attempting to bring us into a hot civil war.
I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not-so-funny joke, every unfair stereotype.
They are attempting to completely destabilize the economy, destroy confidence, so that we will absolutely abandon the Make America Great Again system.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
We are going into absolute, total bondage. If you like what the Democrats have done in black areas of the country, dumbing people down, enslaving them, getting them into debt, putting them on welfare, aborting them, well, you're really going to love it, because it's going to happen to everybody. This is a planetary, complete, and total takeover. And you see this illustrated by the fact that all over the world, governments are endorsing Black Lives Matter as if there is, again, some attack on black people by the general public in the West, when in truth, it's the UN and the globalists that are absolutely targeting Africans, particularly for depopulation. And that's the State Department Memorandum 200 with Henry Kissinger, and has been part of U.S. policy until now. And Trump has pulled us out of UNESCO and pulled us out of these agreements. Has actually been stopping this, and that's why they're so angry at him, again, saying that he's the big, evil, horrible racist. It is complete, upside-down world. The United Nations has engineered the COVID collapse. It's caused a worldwide depression. It is far worse in the third world than it is in the first world, but we're starting to see the effects here. And the government stimulus money isn't going to rebuild the economy if the economy isn't completely turned back on quickly. And the third world will accelerate into total bedlam, and mass waves will then surge at Europe and the United States of tens of millions, not just the millions we've already seen. Now that is officially in United Nations reports. Law and order is starting to break down, and more good people don't want to be police officers because they know nobody's going to back them up. And they're charged with going out and enforcing the law that is the law. And then when things don't go right, they get the blame. Now, if I was a police officer, somebody jerked my taser away and was going for my gun or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. And it's still not clear exactly from the dash cam footage exactly what happened, but it was a serious fight, and they were trying to execute the law in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta. And it's Wendy's that called the police on him because he was reportedly passed out there at the window. White people per capita are twice as likely, not just per population, per capita, to be shot and killed by police officers, because they don't hesitate with white people because they know there's not the political correctness. And in most cases, the police are in the right, because they're out there trying to control a country that uses more drugs than any other nation on earth. Some metrics show that the United States uses 10 times more illegal drugs than the next nation that is known for using a high amount of illegal drugs. We are satanic. We've aborted 62 million babies. People are bombed out of their brains on average. And everybody wishing for the total abolition of the police, it's never going to happen. You're going to get a collapse. And then you're going to get a serious fascist police state in this country that'll call itself communist. That's how it always works. So if you really don't want electricity, and you really don't want medicine, and you really don't want food, you're going to end up getting it.
All right, folks, second hour of the David Knight Show begins in just 1 minute. We'll go right out to your phone calls. We have Wayne in Arizona, Mac in San Antonio, Bill in Virginia, Mark in Wisconsin. We'll get to all of your calls and more in the next hour. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the David Knight Show on Infowars.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight on this 19th of June, 2020. Happy Juneteenth to everyone out there. We've had some people who were calling in who had to go to work and had to drop. Unfortunately, give us a call back if you want to, but let's go out now to Mac in San Antonio. Has a good message about Trump's base. Thanks for calling in, Mac. You're on the air.
How's it going, Harrison? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Good, well, good. Sorry, I'm at work, so I'm going to make this as quick as I can. Basically,
great.
Listening to the war room, Savannah said Trump has been all thumbs and no action. That is my thought exactly, and I think that's what most of his Trump base is feeling right now. I think if y'all can't get it to point clear across to him while y'all are at the convention on Saturday, I think we should all dump Trump for 12 to 24 hours. So signal to him, kind of like a smoke signal, that we need POTUS to action now.
You know, that's actually something, thank you for reminding me of that, because that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up on today's show is, what message do you want to give to Trump? What is there a chant that we can perhaps chant during the rally? Because this is, you know, one of the rare times that Trump supporters actually get a face to face with Trump, even if it's with 10,000 other people. We at least get a chance to maybe get through something to him. If you could tell Trump one thing, Mac, what would it be?
I would just say we need to know the truth. And I think most of us are fed up with what's going on right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm right there with you. It's just, it's enough talk. It's time for action, and he just refuses to do it. Do you think that, you know, if we were to elect him for another 4 years, we'd really see the hammer come down, or do you think it'd just be another 4 years of nothingness?
Unfortunately, I'm a little black-pilled right now. I used to be able to say that, oh yeah, he could do anything he wants once he gets the House or Congress, but he's had one side or the other and hasn't been able to really do anything.
Yeah,
now, I know the last 4 years weren't exactly his problem. You're always trying to play catch up from the last guy, and obviously Obama did us pretty wrong. So that's all I got for today. Y'all have a blessed day and be safe this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, Mac. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, this is a good opportunity with the rally coming up to maybe get a chant going, something, you know, stop tweeting, start doing something like that, some sort of chant that gets the message across, like it's not enough for you to just tweet the words law and order over and over. Like that doesn't do anything. We need actual law and order. We need actual, you know, governmental intervention to help prevent the absolute collapse of this entire country. And we know what the purpose of the collapse of the country is. It's quite obvious if you're paying attention. It's to usher in global control. It's to usher in a global governance. And part of that has to do with letting the UN take over local police departments. And we're seeing, I think it was George Floyd's brother has come out and said, we need the UN to come and supervise American cops. It's absurd. But this is where it's going. This is the plan. This is what has been in action forever. In fact, let's go to this clip now. It's clip five. This is the BLM co-founder in 2015 explaining that they're all trained Marxists.
I also think that it might. I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories. And I think that what we really try to do is build a movement that could be utilized by many, many Black folk.
Yeah, yeah. Ideologically trained, ideologically driven. It's a hijacking. It's a abuse of. It's a taking advantage of racial sentiments that already exist in America and invigorating them, using them, abusing them, and trying to piggyback on top of them in order to create a Marxist groundwork. And of course, you know, the entire point of Marxism, I guess you could say, or the way you get to Marxism is you have to destroy the current order in order to bring about your new order. And this is what we're seeing nationwide. I want to go to Bill in Virginia now. Bill in Virginia, thanks for holding. He thinks Trump is letting it go on to expose the Dems. It definitely is exposing the Dems, but I want to hear your take on this, Bill in Virginia.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, he's exposing the Democrats for what they are. I mean, people can see what's going on, what the Democrats are doing, but he's going to expose them. He's going to get them.
Yeah, he's sort of just letting them expose themselves at this point. And I would agree with you, except for the fact that if I go on Facebook or if I go on social media that isn't tuned in, that's just sort of your average, probably 75% to 90% of America. They are not seeing what's going on. They are not recognizing that this is the Democrats letting all this go on. They think the riots are righteous. They think Black Lives Matter is a good anti-racist organization. And so, it's almost like, how much do you let them expose themselves if the entire mainstream media is hiding that fact and it's actually not being exposed? They're just letting Democrats run rampant. And, you know, even if it's like, oh, this is exposing the Democrats, they're still defunding the police. This is still having tangible real world effects in a very negative way. So I don't know. Do you think that this awareness is getting out to the wider public? What's your experience in that regard, Ben, Bill?
Well, I think the Democrats are paying people, and so is George Soros. I mean, that's the biggest part of it right there, is George Soros.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're paying people to let this stuff go on.
Yeah, they are. But how do you think that regular people are waking up to this? Do you think they're becoming aware of this, or do you think?
I think a lot of people are, and more in the countries, but your cities and stuff like that, people's all for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess in this way, we really are just in an information war where we just have to try our best to try to get out the fact that these are Democrats who are absolutely destroying our country. No good will come of this. They're not. I mean, even what they claim to be fighting against doesn't actually exist. I mean, literally, the idea that police are racially biased and killing Black people at a super high rate, literally not true, literally doesn't exist. So, I mean, maybe it's just about trying to get that point across and going, look, they are destroying our entire country for a falsehood. I don't know. Anything else before I let you go, Bill?
Do you see anything that the Democrats are doing to try to stop the chaos?
Yeah, nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's nothing more to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wish more people were as aware as you are. I wish I had more faith in the American people, but, you know, it just seems like they've so dumbed down and infantilized so much of the country that they literally can just lie straight out of their mouths and people buy it hook, line, and sinker. So I don't know. Well, I think we're in for a rude awakening. And I mean, I get a rude awakening literally every time I go on Facebook. Facebook, you know, still holds over from my high school days. It's all the people that I don't really talk to anymore, but are just regular people that aren't involved in politics very much. And I go in and just every day it's just nonsense and lies just down my Facebook feed. And it's like, this is what regular America thinks. They don't see the lies. They don't see the truth that is so apparent for all of us to see. So, you know, it really is an information war. We really are waging an all out civil war. It's just that, it has to do with reality versus the unreality that they're trying to erect around us. And I don't know. I'm running low on faith. I'm feeling rather black-pilled, but, you know, we'll see. We will see. And, you know, your point about George Soros and the money coming in, we will get into that in the next segment when I talk about a little activist, a young man named Jamal Green. His name is Jamal Green, and he caught my eye during the riots when he was caught on hot mic talking to an NBC producer, and it led me down quite a rabbit hole. I will explain to you exactly what I think is going on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Little investigative reporting on the other side.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless. And good luck. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now
So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So I think it was on the first or second day of the Minneapolis riots that there was a video that came across Twitter that was a hot mic moment. It was an NBC broadcast in which the reporter didn't realize that they were still broadcasting, and you could hear him in conversation with an activist there in Minneapolis. And the reporter says, hey, you know, how's it going? My name's whatever. And the activist says, hey, my name's Jamal Green. He said, you know, Carol Eggers, right? And the reporter's like, oh, yeah, Carol Eggers. And he's like, yeah. Jamal Green's like, yeah, you know, I work with Carol. You know, I'm from Chicago. I came down here to lead. And then the clip gets cut off. So what we're presented with in this short little clip is there are activists, paid professional activists from Chicago who went to Minneapolis in order to help lead the ensuing riots there. Now, this already is obviously a federal crime, but really what's interesting is that this guy already knew who the reporter was, and he'd already had connections through this woman, Carol Eggers. Now, of course, I research her, look up who this is, who they're mentioning. It's a Carol Eggers is her name, a former Brooklynite, happy to be back at home in Chicago producing for the NBC News Midwest Bureau. So this is a producer for NBC Nightly News who has worked on several programs there on NBC, apparently helping to coordinate these paid activists and local news, you know, help cover the story the right way, make sure they don't show anything that is detrimental to the process, to the perspective that they're trying to put forward. And so I found this guy, Jamal Green, at Jamal Green on Twitter. He says he's a dad, entrepreneur, civil rights activist, and organizer, former Chicago mayoral candidate, might have shut down a Trump rally. He's a former surrogate for Bernie Sanders. And you can see that he is, what he links there on his Twitter profile is Majesty All-Stars. Now, if you click on MajestyAllStars.com, you'll see that it doesn't exist. There is no MajestyAllStars.com. It is a blank slate website that doesn't actually exist. So I did a little bit more researching, and I searched his name, found his LinkedIn, Jamal Green, same description, same picture, same header picture. This one, instead of Majesty All-Stars, it says Majesty Marketing and Financial. So you click on that, and it goes to MajestyMarketing.com. And this apparently is his company. Now, what his company does, whether it actually has any real clients or actually provides legitimate services, is sort of to be decided. So MajestyMarketing.com is where it leads to, Majesty Marketing and Consulting. This one actually has a website, seems to be somewhat legitimate. MMC specializes in marketing, public relations, and brand strategy for small businesses, corporations, and political campaigns. They say, we take pride in our hands-on approach to building and growing your brand. We can conduct a full communication audit to improve or your influence on all publics, both internal and external. Not sure that was English, but there you go. You can see their client list. If you were to click on that, you can see they have basically nothing but governmental organizations that they support. The SEIU Illinois State Council, Aramac, Lori Lightfoot for Chicago Mayor, Love Thy Kinks, whatever that is, Majesty All-Stars, which we've seen doesn't really exist. So a fairly light list, a fairly unremarkable list of accomplishments there that they've listed. But here is the interesting thing. If you click the business financing tab on their website, you see, yes, we're back. We're committing $1 million to small businesses in Chicago. $1 million pledged for new entrepreneurs. They say, we are looking for new startups to get $100,000 in funding to jumpstart their business before the end of 2020. Here are the steps to get funded. So seems kind of strange to me that you have a marketing company
that is giving out $1 million. So this is a startup that then funds other startups. The question is, where do they get this money? Have they earned this money from their two or three clients that they've had in the past? Or is this sort of a funneling of money from one corporation to another? Who are they supported by? Where do they get their money from? Of course, you can go even farther. If you go to Illinois Sunshine, which is a site that shows political donations, where they came from, who they went to, and you type in Majesty Marketing, you see that they give hundreds and thousands of dollars to all sorts of local government. Friends of Samantha Simpson, $600, Progressive Action Pack, nearly $1,000, Deidre Bauman for judge, $5,000. So just time and time again, $5,000, $1,000, $2,500. Progressive Action Pack, they give over and over and over again several pages of these high dollar donation amounts to local political activism. Deidre Bauman for judge receives, you know, probably over $30,000 from this one corporation. So to me, this is strange. This doesn't seem like a legitimate business. It doesn't seem like they have legitimate clients. It doesn't seem like they are involved in legitimate business practices. It doesn't seem like they have any reason why they should have $1 million and why they should be giving out $1 million to other small businesses. Seems like maybe this is part of where that George Soros $18 or $20 billion went into. But Jamal Green, I started following him and paying attention to what he was doing. He has a new mission that he's involved in, and it is essentially blackmailing and trying to shake down Chase Bank. Chicago activist Jamal Green calls for change at Chase Bank, warns of quote, pop-up protests. Now, you probably haven't heard too much about this, because this is the way that this sort of thing works. You have essentially a small group of agitators that are going into local Chase branches and shutting them down, demanding that they cease operation, and are basically saying, you have to give us $100 million, or you have to, you know, lend us $1 billion and give us $100 million, or else we will continue to harass and protest your bank. This is a shakedown. Make no mistakes about it. So we don't quite have time now. I will show you the video of exactly what their demands are. And their demands are $1 billion in grant reparations and $10 billion in loans, or the protest will continue. So this is a shakedown. This is a mafia-style shakedown from a professional activist who uses basically a fake corporation in order to put himself forward as a legitimate businessman, and then uses his connections, his funding by billionaires, his friendship with producers at NBC in order to make it seem like these protests are legitimate, when in fact they are nothing more than a shakedown and a mafia-style blackmail operation where they say literally, give us money or we will continue to protest your business. Now, the reason that they're protesting this business, they say, is that they claim that Chase is somehow one-sided, somehow bigoted, somehow anti-black in their lending practices. There's no proof of this whatsoever. There's simply a disparity in the amount of loans that are given out. Whether this has any racial backing or not, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that they're angry and they think they can get $1 billion from this corporation. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if there are people in the Chase Bank Corporation that are welcoming this, that are encouraging this, that are saying, look, we want to give you $1 billion, but you got to make it look like we're doing it under pressure. You got to make it look like we don't want to do this, but, you know, you're just making us. Essentially, long story short, Jamal Green, boot-licking useful idiot for the banking establishment, now serving as their boogeyman in order to blackmail them.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Here's the story from NPR, June 16th, 2020. Activists want reparations from Chase Bank for Chicago's black neighborhoods. Activists are calling on the largest bank in Chicago and the nation, J.P. Morgan Chase, to make billions of dollars in reparations to black neighborhoods in Chicago or face massive protests at Chase branches all throughout the city of Chicago. Translation, give us $1 billion or we will protest your bank. Yeah, this is what we call a mafia shakedown. Okay, here is a clip. This is clip number 3, Jamal Green on their demands. These are the demands being made to Chase Bank by Jamal Green, professional activist.
It prevents these communities from creating generational wealth. It prevents folks from being able to own homes and businesses in their neighborhoods so they can create jobs in their neighborhoods and in an economy that can put young people to work so that we can decrease police interactions in the first place. So, this is so important to hold these institutions accountable that people are putting their money into. Our religious community hold a lot of their tithe money in these banking institutions. And yet, Chase won't even lend to these communities 1.9% of the time. That's it. Keep that number in your head. 1.9% of the time, Chase loaned to black and brown communities in the city of Chicago since 2012. That is insane. This is a banking institution that is the biggest banking institution in America with a market cap of $1 trillion. And they can't even invest in black and brown communities. And even neighborhoods like Chatham, we're getting on average 3 loans a year. And this is a middle-class black community in the city of Chicago. Chase was giving them on average 3 loans a year. 3 home loans a year. Creating these barriers of to create generational wealth. So, what we're asking today, and what we're announcing, is we're going to be announcing massive protests all throughout our city, starting here at Chase Tower and at Chase Banks, all throughout the city of Chicago. If they do not come to the table and take our demands seriously. So, here are our demands. We're asking for $1 billion in grants. $1 billion in grants. Now, these grants will be per home for tens of thousands of African Americans.
That's the video, is a live stream, along with some of the officials from actual the city of Chicago, where they're joining him. There you go. Green is calling for Chase to give Chicago's black neighborhoods $1 billion in grants and $10 billion in loans. He wants grants to go to home buyers assistance, small business startups, and creation of an African-American-owned bank. So you have to threaten, beg, and blackmail Chase, and that will help lift people out of poverty, just giving them money, I suppose. That's the way you get to intergenerational wealth. Of course, he tries to somehow tenuously tie it in to the Black Lives Matter protest by saying that if you just give us money, then that will decrease police interactions overall. And that's how they're trying to tie it into the Black Lives Matter protest. Of course, these protests have already gone on. Let's go to clip 2 here. This is Jamal Green getting kicked out of a Chase Bank center there.
Down. You would rather call the police on customers who got a job here.
So let them drag us out. It's going to look very bad.
Okay.
He would rather call the police than to call the manager.
He's not giving us an option.
There's no option. What's up? Listen, I got several people here that's trying to shut accounts down. Several things.
No problem.
Listen, I got several account holders that want to shut their accounts down. He lying saying that he can't do nothing with their accounts. How are we paying customers up in here? This bank was built off my ancestors. Y'all had slaves and everything else. And
I got what you're saying.
I'm just saying. We want to close accounts.
What's the option?
He told us. He said there's no option. But go ahead.
Let him speak.
Go ahead.
The escalation. This is they training.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is modern bank robbery. This is what it looks like. Give us $1 billion or we won't leave. And this is what they're doing. Let's go to another. This is another protest at a Chase Bank. This is clip 8. Let's see how this plays out.
Group is protesting a Chase Bank location on the south side. They say the company uses racist policies in its lending practices and are demanding reparations. Christian Farr is live with more. What do you have, Christian?
Good afternoon, Rob. This is a small protest, but it has a very powerful message, and it's still going on right now at 35th and King. I'm going to step out of the way so my photographer, Mike McGovern, can show you what's going on. You're looking at community activist, well-known community activist, J. Maul Green. He is talking about what Chase has done for the black and brown communities here on the south and west sides of Chicago. Now, Green was joined by several volunteers who protested in front of that Chase Bank branch at 35th and King Drive. Green says the Chase owes billions of dollars in reparations to the black community. He says some of that money dates back to slave times and also poor lending practices over the years to people of color. Green cited a WBEZ story that reported Chase handed out $7.5 billion in home loans during a six-year period, but only 1.9% went to Chicago's black neighborhoods.
Take your branches out. This is our money. We're asking for our money. We put billions of dollars in this bank, and the fact is we should own a portion of this bank since with the simple fact that they started this bank collateralizing slaves.
And we reached out to Chase Bank, and they just sent us this response to that WBEZ report and also the protest that is going on today. They said, and this is a quote, every Chicagoan should have equal access to the opportunity of home ownership, and we all have work to do for this to happen. That is why we've been working with community partners and local government leaders to create and promote sustainable home ownership opportunities by doubling our home buyer grants, specifically in the south and west sides of the city, expanding access to our low down payment mortgage product, Dre Maker, and investing in affordable housing in Chicago. Again, that is a statement from Chase Bank in response to that WBEZ report and, of course, the protest that is going on here. J. Maul Green says this was a pop-up protest, and he says this will continue until those reparations are paid. Reporting live here at 35th and King Drive, Christian Farr, NBC 5 News.
Developing story will stay
on. So literal blackmail. You can see him standing there with the Pan-African flag that they're waving around. You owe us reparations. Why? Because you haven't given us money before. You won't give us money, so therefore we need reparations for the money that you don't give us. And also, it's built on our back because slavery. Wow, this is just, it's really high level, high intellectual, truly meaningful protests from these professional activists out of Chicago. Totally absurd. You're not hearing too much about this because of just how aggressively stupid it all is. I mean, it's almost like you can't report on this without making it abundantly clear just how pointless, useless, and probably criminal this entire activity is. When asked what cities can do about bank lending, given it's mostly regulated by the federal government, Harper said that it's clear the Community Reinvestment Act, the federal law passed in 1977 to ensure banks lend in all communities, has not been enough to achieve equity in lending in black communities. So since 1977, there has been a law on the books that lending must be done in an equitable fashion. Apparently, that's not enough. Now they're demanding, not asking, but demanding $1 billion in grants. That means money that you don't have to repay. That means they are demanding that $1 billion be handed over from Chase, plus $10 billion in loans to black community members. Or else they will continue to protest and shut down your bank branches. So that's Jamal Green and his righteous crusade in order to steal money from Chase Manhattan Bank. Yeah, good job. Well done. You know, I wonder how his business is faring now that he's just spending all of his time being an activist. Who's looking after Majesty Marketing, Jamal?
We're already into the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party. Black Lives Matter. All white people are evil. Mind control. Brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's you know, great at work, but this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TuboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We got some people who have been waiting on the phone lines. Thank you so much for holding. We have Sandra in Mississippi and Meredith in Kansas who have some conflicting messages for us. So I want to hear from both of you. Sandra in Mississippi, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. This is my second time to ever call in on the morning show. I first called in about 2 years ago and talked to David Knight, and I was telling him how I get up every day and think, is that witch in jail yet? And, you know, it hasn't happened yet. And I still do think about it, and I just wonder, why is President Trump not doing, you know, the things that, well, really that we wanted him to do? And right. So this morning when I was listening to you, I really kind of felt your despair, and it was really from the heart. And I'm like, I know how you feel. I totally know how you feel. And I don't want to get down about it. And in my opinion, I am just trying to keep my eye on the prize, and that, you know, Donald Trump was, and well, and again, in my opinion, he was ordained to be, you know, the president of the United States. I just remember, there was a picture of him. He had many like preachers laying hands on him and praying for him. And, you know, he beat all odds and got in office. And so, you know, I just feel that, you know, God, you know, meant for Donald Trump to get in office, but we have to, remain positive, because any negative energy we have, you know, could be transferred and on, you know, into anybody else. So I'm just trying to be a word of encouragement to you this morning, and if it touches anybody else, because I just can't. I mean, I get down about it, and even yesterday I was like, my God, how does he get up every day and take this? I mean, there's so many days I'm like, I would have thrown in the towel and to say, you know, I mean, he gets hammered every day.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for him. But, you know, I just felt your despair this morning. I'm like, my God, I feel like that too. But I am ready for him to just lay the hammer down. It's past time. And that's what I don't understand. I'm like, what is going on? This is what we wanted from you. And it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, just recently he said, the best is yet to come. And I'm like, okay, my God, I can't wait anymore. You know,
right.
I'm ready for it. Let's do it. And I know there was a guy that called in earlier and he said something like, he thinks, you know, in August, you know, he might start being more proactive, whatever that could be. But, yeah, I'm just ready for Trump to get in there and do it. And I am really worried that, I'm not going to say that, you know, that we could lose the election, but I mean, it's scary. It's truly scary because, and then another thing I wanted to ask you what you think about this. This is something that I saw this morning. Someone sent a post to me and it was regarding, George Floyd, and it was somebody he was pointing out. He says that George Floyd is not dead. I don't know if you know what your thoughts are on that, but when I looked at the post, I'm like, I don't know. You know, it looked to me like it could be a Jesse Smollett psyop. So I don't know. And you know, it's just Trump faces this on a daily basis. It's crazy. I've never seen, you know, of course, none of us have ever seen our nation in peril like it is now. And, you know, I just have to pray, you know, we're going to come out of it. And even my small town, they brought in, two busloads of people to march here in our small town and everything shut down. And, you know, people were really worried, you know, cause if they were going to burn anything, this place would burn in an hour, you know, it would take no time. And, anyway, it's just, I don't know. It's just a really scary time, but you know, I just have to get up every day and I have to remain positive and go, you know, we have to forge ahead, even though we've got all this stuff. I mean, you know, Alex told us, this is just the beginning, you know, and, I never really thought it could ever be as bad as it's been, but every day I can't even watch Fox News anymore. I get up and, I'll turn the TV on. I will watch Tucker at night, but during the day I'm screaming at the TV most all the day because it's just, I mean, even there, Fox News is leaning to the left and it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of great points, Sandra. That's a lot of very good points. And, you know, it is a scary time, I think, for all Americans. I'm more furious than I am, scared, but it is, it's almost terrifying the inability of our country to do anything correctly. And you're right. You know, we do have to have empathy for Trump and understand what he's up against, and we're not laying it all on the table. But I think like you, there are millions out there that are desperate and looking for some sort of leadership to let us know that we are going to get back on the right track. Because right now what we see is just careening over a waterfall and nobody is there to try to save us from this, to try to stop us from the inevitable destruction that we seem to be facing. You know, the most encouraging thing I think is hearing from people like you and hearing that there are other people out there that feel this way and that are compassionate and loving and really just want the best for everybody. And, you know, it's people like you out there, Sandra, that deserve somebody like Trump to get out and say, no, I'm on your side. We're fighting for you. We're not just going to give in and roll over and let these agitators and communist insurrectionists operate with impunity like they're doing now. So, you know, I think we're all just waiting for that. Of course, we have sympathy for Trump, but you know, he knows we're all on his side. All the Republicans know
what we want them to do. They just refuse to step up to the plate. They refuse to do anything that, you know, might endanger their election chances or might, you know, give the mainstream media an excuse to put a target on their back. And so it's the manipulation of fear. You know, it's fear throughout the entire population. It's fear from people that, you know, are worried their entire town is going to burn down, fear that their business is going to be destroyed, fear that they are going to have to declare bankruptcy because of COVID-19. And then you have the politicians that are fearful of the way that they'll be portrayed or fearful of a bad story in a newspaper that hates them. So it's really, we're awash in a world of fear right now. And I think all we're really looking for is for leaders to stand up and be fearless in the face of this agitation and be fearless in the face of people who hate them and to be able to stand up and say, this is the truth, this is reality, and I'm not scared to stand up for it. Even though you want me to be, even though you want me to kowtow and say, no, I'm going to reject truth in favor of submission or subservience or whatever it is. All we need is people to reject that fear, stand up, speak truthfully, speak strongly, and protect the American people, the American system, and the heritage that has brought about this great country. So it is tough. I'm glad there are people out there like Sandra that are commiserating with me. I hope that the Republicans are listening and understand that, you know, stop trying to give in to the left. Stop trying to appease the left. Stop trying to, you know, do things that might get you maybe one little positive mention in the MSM because they hate you. They're not going to, you know, reward you anyway for your kowtowing and your subservience. So just don't do it. Just stand up and say, no, this is wrong. This is stupid. This is something that needs to be stood up against and fought back with the full force of the law. I mean, that's why we have a government. It's like, Tucker says, you know, if this is not just a side effect of government, law and order. Law and order is the purpose of government. So if we're not getting that, then why are we paying taxes? Why are we obeying the law? Why do we have a government if the government is not there to protect the people? It's all very good points. We'll get to Meredith from Kansas in the next hour. Folks, I do want to remind you that everything we do here is supported by going to InfoWarsStore.com and making a purchase of some of the great products that we have, whether it is the 8-pack power stack, which is now 70% off and will likely be gone soon. So take advantage of that. Get it at, I mean, literally 30% of its normal price. That is an incredible amount of savings. And if you don't take advantage of that now, I can't guarantee how much longer that will be available. Also, being prepared is, of course, one of the most important steps you can take to secure your future. Our storable food partner is working overtime to drop lead times and get your orders out in an average of 4 weeks. Additionally, you can save $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze in-store today for just $149.95. I have two Alexa Pure Breezes, and I wouldn't change them for the world. They really do help keep the air clean. They help you prepare as best you can. InfoWarsStore.com, great sales as always. Take advantage of those before they go out forever. Take advantage of them now while you still can. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Go for the 8-pack power stack. Trust me, you really can't lose. At 70% off, why not?
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's
the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, I want to play a clip for you now. This is the David Knight Show. Third hour has begun. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I want to play this clip. This is from Steven Crowder. He did a live stream on YouTube the other day that was shut down mid-stream by YouTube. And this is Crowder getting a little bit heated about the government response, and it sort of reflects everything we've been talking about here today. So I want to play this in full. Not in full. The full clip is 13 minutes, but some select pieces in full. This is Steven Crowder talking about the Rayshard murder and the Republican cowardice when it comes to race relations.
Okay, for kids watching, this is probably not for you. 3, 2, that's out of the way. Felony murder. Felony murder, are you sh-ing me? Are you sh-ing me? We have a show tonight. We have Jocko Willing coming on. We'll talk about all this. We have clips. I'm sorry. I just couldn't wait. I don't know about you. I had a pit in my stomach last night. I was physically sick to my stomach, and I woke up physically sick to my stomach this morning. And by the way, it doesn't mean that we weren't sick to our stomach when we saw the George Floyd video, because we all did. But felony murder for officer, I think it's Garrett Rolfe who shot Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. You have a DA who charged him with felony murder. Do you know what felony murder is, folks? You know what felony murder is? Felony murder is when murder is tacked on to a crime already occurring in process. A felony is already taking place. It's already in process. Like armed robbery goes wrong, right? You're just planning on robbing a bank. You're not planning on shooting anybody, but oh, and then you end up shooting some. That's felony murder. Please do tell me what felony that officer was committing before he fired his gun on somebody who had stolen his taser, beaten the crap out of him, and then tried to shoot him with it. Oh, that's right. I guess the felony would be trying to cuff the man who's a serial felon who abused his own children, Rayshard Brooks, a serial felon, child abuser, and false imprisonment, likely kidnapper. I don't know the exact charges, but you can look at his rap sheet and was going to go back to jail for a long time. Remember I made that bet with Stacey Abrams on Twitter? How much do you want to bet that this has nothing to do with a DUI, has to do with a rap sheet that would make a DUI more severe, which, by the way, are the most dangerous pullovers that often happen with cops. Someone doesn't want to go back to the clink. They have nothing to lose. So I guess the officer's felony was arresting a man who was putting everyone else in danger. Is that it? I guess the officer's felony was conducting a field sobriety test on someone who, by the way, didn't pull over into a Wendy's parking space like, oh, man, I have had too much to drink, and I'm going to do a response. No, he fell asleep in the drive-thru line to the point it took two officers to wake him up. Is that the felony? Felony murder? And by the way, here's something else. What do you think happens if you watch that video and there's only one officer, which is the case most of the time? One of them got spiked on his head, punched in the face, a taser stolen. What have Republicans done? Unless there were riots before Donald Trump, and that's a big reason Donald Trump was elected. And now Republicans aren't doing and if you don't start picking it up, you do not deserve our vote. Sorry, MAGA crowd. Sorry, okay crowd. He's not my king, okay? I think the guy's done a lot of good work, but I am so disappointed in this administration, and I'm so disappointed in Republicans, I don't even know that my vote makes that much of a difference at this point. And unless you are going out there and championing the cause of people who have the right to defend themselves, because right now, You can't have a neighborhood watch. We know that. That's not allowed. You can't call the cops because they can't do anything. Cops can't have guns. We don't want that. Cops can't use chokeholds, even though if a cop could use a chokehold and apply it properly, everyone in the Rayshard Brooks conflict would still be alive. And now a taser is a deadly weapon if an officer has it. But if an if it's used against an officer, it's not, and he'll be put on death row. Republicans, in this state, you need to make it clear that Americans have the right to defend their homes and property and their loved ones, or you don't deserve our vote.
I gotta say, I agree with him pretty much 100%, and that he's a normally very level-headed, not particularly hardcore right-wing type of guy, and that's the anger that Steven Crowder is showing. It's also the anger we're seeing from Tucker. We'll go to a clip of him in the next hour. We'll also go out to your calls and more about the police boycott here.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Third hour has begun of the David Knight Show. It is June 19th, 2020. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. In that last segment, we saw Steven Crowder get rather heated and curse in a way that he doesn't normally do. And I think this is just evidence of sort of the anger and frustration that we on the right are feeling, especially as we see police officers charged with felony murder for essentially trying to save their own lives. Of course, it's fairly obvious what's going on here. These are political, it's purely political the way things are handled nowadays. So we're seeing this over and over again, and essentially we do not see a single Republican actually standing up for cops. We don't see a single Republican standing up for people who are forced to defend themselves. They're basically liberals in disguise. I mean, they go along with it 100%. They fall for the lies. They are desperate for some sort of approval from the MSM that they will never receive. The story there from Infowars.com was saying that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, it's a statewide, not the FBI, but the GBI, says Atlanta DA jumped the gun on charging officer with felony murder. They say, we were asked to investigate this situation, and we have not completed our investigation, but they went ahead with the felony murder charges anyway. That's not the only fallout from this. Atlanta Equity Prime Mortgage fired the stepmother of that officer after the innocent of Rayshard Brooks. And this is another sort of irony that we're dealing with, where when the Supreme Court comes out and says, you cannot discriminate based on people's sexuality and hiring, and yet every single day we're hearing dozens of stories of people who are fired, who lose their jobs because of political ideology or because they are related to somebody with a particular political ideology. Not that these political ideologies are hateful or exclusionary or anything that they claim to be. Even if they were, it shouldn't be grounds for termination for, you know, your private thoughts, having your job destroyed because of that. But even if they were that, it still wouldn't be right, but they're not anyway. Here's some of the other fallout from it. In Atlanta, only one police officer showed up to work in Zone 6 on Thursday morning. You have what they call blue flu, which is all the police officers calling out, saying we're not going to work in protest of the way that this police officer is being treated for simply trying to do his job and preserve his own life. So I am 100% in support of this. I think
it's outrageous for police to be expected to risk their lives day in and day out to protect the American people, and they receive no support whatsoever. Essentially, now it's like you just, if it's a black guy, you just got to let him kill you. Just let him take your taser, tase you, and when you're immobile on the ground, you know, it's up to him what goes, what happens there on out. So it's suicidal, essentially, at this point, to try to be a police officer and actually try to enforce the law. And the criminals are aware of this and taking advantage of it. Some other places, the D.C. Union survey shows 71% of police officers are considering leaving after, and here's what's happening to the police in L.A. After retroactively taking away overtime pay, Garcetti enlists LAPD for a reimagined vision of public safety. So we know what that is going to entail. It's going to mean that police are no longer police officers. They're going to be enforcers of the neoliberal establishment. Atlanta is kind of freaking out about this. Each Atlanta Police Department officer receives a $500 bonus from the organization, essentially begging them, please, God, don't just leave us. They know. They know. They don't want the police to go anywhere. The police know that they perform a valuable service, and if they're not given the respect they deserve for doing that, then, heck, you should strike. I'm all for that. This is potentially happening on July 4th. The message on the Daily Wire says, let the city have their independence without cops. Message among NYPD urging strike on July 4th. I think that's a great idea. They want a world without cops. Let's give it to them. Of course, George Floyd's brother asks the United Nations to investigate U.S. policing, and this is the long-term goals. There are several long-term goals. One of them would be to get the U.N. to come in and supervise our police, essentially giving up our sovereignty to the international community. That's one goal. The other goal would be robot police that can be programmed and denied any humanity as they roll out complete tyranny. Of course, body cam footage shows fired Atlanta cop desperately tried to save Rayshard Brooks' life. You aren't going to see any media coverage there. In fact, I saw the unquestionable proof that this was a racist thing because he said, I got him, after he shot Rayshard. Yes, yeah, saying I got him is essentially, you know, it's basically Yosemite Sam shooting into the air and celebrating, right? Clicking his heels. No, he just said, I got him, meaning I shot him. He is now down. You know, suspect has been hit. New study finds focus on, quote, viral incidents of alleged police brutality led to a massive spike in homicides and felonies. This is something we've seen over and over again ever since Ferguson or the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, is that a massive spike ensues as soon as you attack police departments like this. And of course, we've seen in places like LA and New York a doubling or even tripling of the homicides over this time over last year. In fact, Tucker Carlson goes into this in depth, and I want to play this clip now because it's just so good. Here's Tucker about exactly what the purpose of government is and how we should react to the failure of the government to protect its own citizens.
Going forward, we're going to get a lot of very bad people becoming police officers. And that's one of the many ironies here. Pressure from the mob will not stop police brutality. It will almost certainly increase police brutality as the worst kind of people become police, because who else would want it? For now, though, attacks on law enforcement mean that many of us have no police protection at all. Recently, the Black Lives Matter riots came to Charleston, South Carolina. Police disappeared. What happened next? This hasn't been widely reported, but we thought we'd share it with you. It's a transcript of a 911 call from a restaurant in downtown Charleston near the Battery. This is a quote. It's the McIntosh restaurant. I called earlier, but it's gotten worse. The riots broke into the restaurant, and they are stealing all the money, the alcohol. They're tearing up the seats. 30 employees are stuck in the courtyard. They're barricading the doors, and they're trying to break in. I called maybe 15 minutes ago, and there's still no cops, and there are 30 people in danger. No evidence the cops ever came. Ken Schneider owns a wine bar nearby in Charleston. Black Lives Matter rioters came for him, too. He and his staff repeatedly called the police for help, but no one came. Ultimately, Schneider told a local television station that he told dispatchers, quote, forget it. It's too late. My place is destroyed. Schneider later said he was completely in disbelief that the police didn't come. Schneider should consider himself lucky by comparison. People are losing more than just their businesses in this environment. In New York City, murders are up 25% just this year, and that's despite the lockdowns. In just the past month, the number of murders recorded in the city has literally doubled compared to this time a year ago. It's not really surprising. We saw the same thing happen in Baltimore after the Freddie Gray riots. When you politicize law enforcement, innocent people inevitably die. That is not a partisan point. The expectation that the police will come and protect you is not ideological. Ask any liberal who's ever called the police in crisis and had them not show up. It's terrifying, no matter who you vote for. Protecting the public from criminals is not some feature of government we hope for. It's why we have government. It's the whole point of government. There is no reason to have government otherwise. It's the reason we pay taxes. If you went to a restaurant and they refused to serve you food, you probably wouldn't pay the bill. If the restaurant tried to make you pay the bill, you would resist and you would have every right to resist. No one should be forced to submit to theft. And taxation without protection is theft. It's the definition of it. The rest of us have a right to say that. In fact, an obligation to say it. And don't let them distract you or confuse you with slogans or rioting. This is not about the shooting death of one man outside Wendy's. It's about something much larger and much more important to every American, no matter where you live. It's about whether we're going to have a justice system that treats all American citizens equally, regardless of what the mob demands. It's about whether we can live peacefully in our own homes with our families without fear, confident that we are protected by the government that we pay for. If the government will not protect us, we should stop paying for it, and that might finally get their attention.
We are in a crisis moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is a time that will determine the fate of our entire nation, the fate of our justice in particular. I'll go out to your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's the David Knight Show. Your phone calls in just a few minutes.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some incredible footage coming out of Portland right now, where a century-old statue of George Washington has been knocked over, vandalized, destroyed, and apparently they lit an American flag on fire on top of him in an unambiguous declaration of treason and war against the United States, as if we didn't see this coming from a mile away. There it is. Absolutely disgusting, completely destroyed, a piece of history over 100 years old, this George Washington statue, spray-painted with murderer, you're on native land, Big Floyd. They want their land back, BLM, don't shoot. White fragility, they write on it. White fragility. Yeah, white fragility, that's what it is. That's what we're experiencing here. It's just those darn fragile white people who don't like their entire history being torn down and destroyed without recompense. Absolutely disgusting. These people are domestic terrorists, and they should be dealt with as such. I'm going to go out to your phone calls because some folks have been holding for a while, and I thank you so much for being patient with me. This is Meredith in Kansas. She wants to talk about voting for Trump. Thanks for calling in, Meredith. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, I wanted to point out something on that whole bit. One of the things you said about government was created to defend the Constitution, our individual liberties, not about safety or the economy. And we've gotten so far off that. This is a de facto corporation established 1871. You can look it up. The district seal has 1871 on there. The District of Columbia Organic Act, they transferred all the powers to D.C. and the territories. And we wonder why we don't have any rights. Basically, we got employee rights. Put in a suggestion, we'll get back to you, and you never hear from them. Anyways, and I wanted to say, you know, people's fear is just false evidence appearing real. And if we don't get together and hang together and come to the common denominator, the Constitution is that middle ground for everybody. And too many are saying picking one side or the other. And they've created that on purpose. So you have to grab one team or the other. Now, the thing about Trump is, and when he lost me, is when he went ahead and did a 180 on the Second Amendment. Complete 180. There's Guns and Gadgets has a YouTube video about 10 months ago, and he does a side-by-side Trump running for president and what he would say about Second Amendment, and then how it flip-flopped through the last 4 years. Very good to watch. But when somebody creates a no-knock red flag law that endangers my family, my friends, I don't care who it is. I don't care if they've done something super on the other side of it. You're setting me up and everybody else to be a target of state agent aggression, and usually will result in death. In fact, they've had several this year already, and that's on Trump. And then we wonder why Governor Northam is doing the stuff he's doing, or up there in Michigan, because the stepping stone is laid there by Trump's administration on the red flag laws. But if you look back through history, Every president has moved the ball forward for the UN. Every president has moved the ball forward for the UN. It's just the left and right has moved so far left that I think the reason why Trump was selected was because he's the soft kill for the UN, and he's got the handlers. He's just riding the Trojan horse in. He's in the spotlight. Yeah, he's done some good things, but right now I can't even tell you offhand because I've just locked in on, here's the thing, defend liberty. Because when you defend liberty, the safety will be there. But if you're giving these people the promise of safety, and we're going to take away, we're going to do this, it's just like Benjamin Franklin said, you know, you give up that essential liberty for a temporary political promised safety, and then you'll have neither, and you deserve none. We are chickens getting ready to be put in a chicken cone. And if we don't wake up, it's done deal. We'll all meet our fate here in the next 10 years. Anyways.
No, I totally agree with you. Let me ask you. I mean, you pretty negative view about Trump, even more so than myself, I guess. But what would there be anything that Trump could do between now and November that would win back your trust?
Yeah, take back the unconstitutional measures that he's met already. He favors federal policing. He's in favor of that. He's in favor of asset forfeiture. He's in favor of the red flag laws.
Well, like you said, it looks like your phone dropped there. Sorry about that. But yeah, you're making some great points and very eloquently as well. And I completely agree with you. That, you know, the red flag laws, you can look it up now. There's videos out there where, you know, it'll be some police spokesperson out in front of the microphone saying, well, the police arrived this morning at 5 a.m. to serve a red flag law and something, something, and now that person is dead. Essentially, yeah, no knock raid on red flag laws. If you don't give up your guns, they gun you down. That's already been happening on a regular basis. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news or to black pill people, but man, you really have a hard time making the case in favor of Trump. But AJ in DC has called in and wants to do what he can to maybe sway people back towards Trump. AJ, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, brother? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So look, I totally understand the frustration with Donald Trump and the inaction. I get it. I feel the same way most days. But there's something that I do to sort of steal my resolve. And what I do is whenever I start to feel that way, I start to think about the people who oppose Trump and what they believe in. And what I do is I look at situations like, you know, the people who support drag queen story time are anti-Trump. The people who support abortion up to 9 months are anti-Trump. The people who support forced vaccinations and keeping the country locked down the rest of the year are anti-Trump. So whenever I start to feel like, well, why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Well, why isn't the border wall built already? I think about that, and then I think about who his enemies are. And that sort of steals my mind to say, look, from a moral standpoint, I'm not going to not support Donald Trump because of my frustrations and some minor things that I feel that he should have done. And I'm not going to have the blood on my hands of allowing someone like Joe Biden to get into office and enact a bunch of policies that go against every moral fiber of my being. It's not going to happen. So, and you have to think about this too. Like people, I heard Sandra earlier. She was talking about her frustration with Hillary not being in jail. I get it. But you have to think about this. What would happen if, let's say, Donald Trump started jailing prominent Democrats right now? They have a serious enthusiasm problem with Joe Biden. People don't want to admit it, but Joe Biden is not a likable candidate. He has no policy direction. It's literally vote for me because I'm not Donald Trump. You start jailing Democrats, you're going to see an enthusiasm in the liberal base like you would not believe. It is going to be epic. You want to fire up that base? Go file charges against Andrew Cuomo for allowing people into nursing homes that are infected, which he should. He absolutely should.
Yeah, you're right. But it's a balancing act that he's playing with
common perception. Very good point. Thanks for the call, AJ.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the vanilla coconut protein bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live protein bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Some new numbers coming out. Hannity.com. NYC out-of-control murders up 79%. Shootings up 64%. Burglaries up 34% in May. Absolutely incredible. That's over the same time period last year. That is with the shutdown in place, and this is really all pretty much before the actual rioting started. So the rioting started around the 30th of May, so we won't even see those numbers reflected until the June numbers come out. Of course, story spreading around now is of this century-old statue of George Washington in Portland, Oregon, being torn down. But here is one of the craziest stories that I have ever seen, and it just goes to show where we are as a nation. Quote, intentions don't matter. Oakland mayor on ropes found hanging at Lake Merritt. So there is a, and this is just outrageous. There is swings. There are swings. There are like jungle gym equipment. Somebody hung up ropes from a tree. It was a black guy, actually, who's like, and there's video from him saying, yeah, I hung these up to, you know, give people something to play on at the park. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They apparently resemble nooses and are now being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime. But listen to what Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said about investigating these as a hate crime.
The police department has turned over the evidence to the FBI. We have to start with the assumption that these are hate crimes. We cannot take these actions lightly. These symbols are symbols of racial violence, and it's incumbent on all of us to have that sensitivity, to have that knowledge. And that is why I've directed our staff to remove any such symbol of hatred, regardless of the intention of what put it there. What a privilege for those of us that don't feel complete fear and terror when we see a rope in the tree. That is a privilege that so many of our African-American residents do not enjoy. You see an overwhelming amount of anguish, of rage, of fatigue, of grief. And yes, the fact that we had an extremist charged with the murder of Patrick Underwood, an extremist group, the Boogaloos, that is trying to foment a race war. We have to see this moment for what it is, a reckoning. And in Oakland, we cannot further terrorize or traumatize our black residents. And yes, the incidents of the last few weeks, but frankly of the last few centuries, is the backdrop upon which we have to make these decisions today. Enough is enough. And again, the intentions do not matter because the harm is real. They will matter with regard to whether or not this is in fact charged as a hate crime, but they do not matter about whether or not we should tolerate symbols of hate and violence and torture in our public spaces. They do not have a place here in Oakland.
Oh my gosh, where to even begin with that? I mean, it's amazing that her main point is that intentions don't matter, when literally the existence of hate crime laws is predicated entirely on intention. That is the purpose of hate crime laws, is to say, look, you committed this crime, but it's worse than normal because of your intentions, because you intended hate because of it. It's entirely based on intention. So that's just where we begin, right? The entire thing, once again, predicated on the fact that there are nooses hanging from trees. Literally doesn't exist. Literally did not exist. It was a black dude hanging up swings in a tree. That's literally what it was. But no, intentions don't matter. You have to, she says, start with the assumption that this is a hate crime. And apparently it's a privilege now to not be mentally handicapped. To not be verifiably insane is a privilege now. If you see rope hanging from a tree, like in front of your neighbor's house with a swing on it and little kids playing on it, and you start hyperventilating and you start having a panic attack because this has, like, our entire media and our entire government has programmed people into a state of literal mental incapacity. People are incapable of dealing with reality. If you see a string hanging from a tree, you don't You think that's a noose and that you're caused trauma by this? This is insane. This is insane. But apparently it's a hate crime to not be insane. I don't know. It's a hate crime to not pander to insane people's mental illness. I mean, that's just insane. And then she uses the term unironically boogaloo groups. Sorry for laughing at that out loud. I hadn't seen that part of the clip before, but that is just another level of absurdity I was not prepared for. But apparently, here's the story from NBC News. Alleged boogaloo extremist charged in the killing of federal officer during George Floyd protest. So yes, now the boogaloo groups are anti-cop. Is that what I'm hearing? So, okay, if somebody goes to a Black Lives Matter protest and kills a cop, he's a right-wing extremist? Is this where we are now? Is this the level of reality that we've descended into? An Air Force sergeant was arrested in the fatal ambush of Santa Cruz County deputy was charged Tuesday in connection with a killing of a federal security officer during George Floyd protests in Oakland last month. He was charged with the murder of Federal Officer Dave Patrick Underwood, who was 53. Underwood was one of two officers who were shot on May 29th, guarding the Ronald V. Dellums Federal Building. The other officer was critically wounded in the drive-by attack. Second man to travel to Oakland with the intent on killing police believed the large demonstration spurred on by the death of Floyd in Minneapolis, which they were not a part of, would help them get away with it. So there you go. Cops killed during a George Floyd protest. And clearly they are white supremacists. These are white supremacists killing cops. So if you're in favor of cops, you're a white supremacist. If you kill cops, you're also a white supremacist. I mean, this is 1984 level. Like, if you do anything bad, you're a white supremacist. My God. Yes, part of the boogaloo groups. If anybody's wondering where the term boogaloo comes from, it's a sarcastic comment saying Civil War II electric boogaloo. That's where it comes from. Now these are real things spoken in complete earnestness by the literal mayors of our cities. This is just completely insane. But yeah, there is also a video of, it is a black gentleman who's like, yeah, I hung these up because I wanted to create swings for kids to have fun. His name is Victor Singby of Oakland. Says the nooses found at Lake Merritt were not a symbol of hate. He says the nooses were used to attach a makeshift swing. He says, quote, it's unfortunate that a genuine gesture of just wanting to create a good time got misinterpreted. It doesn't matter. It must be assumed to be a hate crime immediately. These are symbols of hate, according to Mayor Schaff. Wow. Just, I mean, you know, can you blame anybody for no longer having hope in America, for no longer thinking that America can exist in its current form when you have just this level of insanity going throughout America, folks? Do your part. Do your part to stand up against the insanity. Support the one and only bastion of sanity out there by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Please do, because clearly we are dealing with levels of unreality that we are not prepared for. And you can do your part standing up against it. You can support the one truly sane organization out there by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of some of our huge discounts. After months of requests, we've finally been able to put our Powerhouse Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine formula in spray form. It's available for a limited time, and it's a limited introductory 33% off. So you can get your nascent iodine in spray form at 33% off. That is a limited time offer. Take advantage of that now before it goes away for good. Final segment of the David Knight Show returns. We'll talk about censorship and we'll take your phone calls in just a minute.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, This unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all frauds. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've had a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Friend of the show, MAGA Titan Jason Lowe, texted me during the break, let me know that if I work at InfoWars, I'm a white supremacist. Sorry, those are the rules. It's so outrageous. It's just crazy that you can literally have records of decades of being completely fair-minded, completely equitable, completely on the side of all Americans who love freedom regardless of their race, color, or creed. And yet, of course, you're still going to be deemed that. And it's one of the, it's almost one of the, I don't know if it's an irony, but it's just like they almost want to force you into just being like, yo, fine, I am. If you're going to keep calling me, I guess I am. If you're going to keep calling me that. And it's like, I also have to remind you, just like, don't fall into their dichotomy. Don't fall into their lies. Don't fall into the propaganda one way or the other. Center yourself. Remind yourself that there are fantastic people of all races, of all creed, of all colors in America. 99% of everybody is not even concerned about politics. It's one of those things. And, you know, it's
it's kind of one of the things that has been a result of not being able to go outside and having to be inside all the time. It's when you go out and actually interact with people on a face-to-face basis, that you're reminded, oh yeah, not everybody is terrible. You stay on the internet, everybody seems terrible. You go outside, you talk to each other, you interact with each other, you play games in the park, you make jokes while you're standing in line and shopping, and you're reminded we're all, you know, in this together, we're all on the same playing field, and we're all just trying to do our best and trying to, you know, help each other out. And, they really rob that away from you when you're stuck inside listening to the mouths at MSM or the blue check marks on Twitter telling everybody that everybody else is terrible. You really have to just reject that. Remind yourself that, there are good people of all race, colors, and creeds, and just don't let the mainstream media and the haters out there warp your perception. It's the final segment of the David Knight Show. I want to go out to these phone calls, clear out the board. Thank you so much for holding. Let's try to keep comments short so I can get all three remaining calls on the board. Eric in California, riots and corona is his topic. Thanks for calling in, Eric. You're on the air.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. It's a good segue that you came over to me. I'm literally 40 miles away from Oakland out here in California, and living out here is just an upside-down world. It truly, truly is. You know, it's interesting that Mayor Libby Schaaf brought that up about the Boogaloos or the Bugalos, whatever you want to call it, but she says nothing about by any means necessary, which is based out of Oakland, another anarchist group that has protests every night. And it's kind of interesting, too, that the mission statement from By Any Means Necessary, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Chaz, MoveOver.org, and the Obama Foundation, their mission statements mirror the Satanic Temple. Go look it up. They're all hand in hand. And that's why I think this takeover is evil. It truly is in nature, because if you see what they're doing, they're turning everything upside down. And that's the true definition of Satanism, is to avert reality. So I just want to touch on that. I know you got more calls. You know, there's a lot of people out here in California that are awake. There really is. And but we're just living in the heart of it. So
yeah, that's cool for you.
Great job. Yeah, you do a great job covering the shows, man. You guys keep it up. Everybody else, thanks.
Thank you so much, Eric. And yeah, it's, you know, it's a great point. And when you really break down, you know, exactly where the dividing lines actually are, they want you to think it's on race. It's really has much more to do with, Christianity or just with, you know, spiritual values and whether or not you, subscribe to, you know, love and freedom for all mankind or whether you are power hungry and desperate for subjugation. So, you're right. That's a much more accurate reading of the situation. It's not race. It's really very much about Christianity. And not just Christianity, you know, just goodness in general. I've really great friends that are Jewish, really great friends that are Muslim. I say they, do far more to uphold, the America that I know and love than, you know, a lot of people who profess to be Christian and go around licking people's shoes like the founder of Chick-fil-A did the other day. It's really absurd. So it's not, you know, it's not even about specifically Christianity. It's spiritual goodness versus spiritual evil. And it's not quite as clear cut, I suppose, as other people might want to think it is. Duke in Oklahoma City, thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Well, I just, you know, we go off of what Trump ran on. And Trump ran on the fact that he would throw Hillary Clinton in jail, and he ran on the fact that he would close the borders. These are two of the main things that he ran in office and got in office for, and he has done neither of those. He has not secured the border, and, you know, I still would vote for Trump because I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
But here we are.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and it's, you know, it's going to be kind of ridiculous if he's out there campaigning saying, vote for me and I'll build the wall. Vote for me and I'll put Hillary Clinton in jail. It's like, well, we heard this one already. We heard this one in 2016. It's going to sound a little ridiculous if he tries to use these selling points once again. So, you know, if he can get up there and explain to us in debates or explain to us, you know, in his rallies why this hasn't happened and why it will happen if he's reelected, you know, maybe he'll win some of us back. But, yeah, it's been a lot of frustration, I think, from Trump supporters. And again, it's not all on him. It's a lot on the other Republicans around him, but, he's been made the face of this, and it's you know, the buck stops with him. You got to put that hag in jail. Anything else before I let you go, Duke?
You got Republicans, you got Democrats, and we know from way back, we've switched, I've been Democratic, I've been Republican. We know from all this that the Republicans and Democrats are both together. They're working against the American people, and they make it seem like they're working against each other. It's always a battle between the Republicans and Democrats, but nothing ever really gets done.
Yeah. And we thought maybe that Trump would be a break in this chain, you know, maybe break this cycle. But, man, there's so much entrenched interest in there, you know, just keeping us falsely divided so they can continue down the path towards globalism. It's a great point. Sorry, I got to let you go, Duke, because I got to get to Sam in California so he can say his part before we go here. Sam in California, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, I'll get right into it. You know, I mean, Donald Trump, he really pushes this whole promises made, promises kept theme. And, you know, one of those promises he made that he has not kept so far is, and he very well may, I'm not counting them out, but he did say that you will find out what happened on September 11th. You may find out that it was the Saudis, but you will find out. He said it. And this whole set, every bit of it, every square inch of all this smoke and mirrors, it is specifically designed to keep us distracted from what occurred on September 11th, 2001. We've been at war constantly since that day. 20 plus years now, how many trillions of dollars spent overseas? We absolutely shouldn't even be there. You know, we did that to ourselves. Those were controlled demolitions. That there were men, and everybody knows that when they have stuff that they can't really do on the table, they hire Canadian contractors to come over and do their secret stuff and you know, drilling concrete holes, packing the explosives in there. You know, they're just the work crew. They're doing building maintenance, you know, painting it over so you can't even see that the explosives are there. And then, bam. They have to destroy everything. Building 7 has to be destroyed because it was the second largest facility outside of the central, out of Langley, the CIA facility out of Langley.
No, you're right. And that's sort of is the focal point of the downfall of America over the last 20 years. It was the impetus of what started all of the wars overseas that really started the entire migrant crisis that has flooded into Europe. I mean, it all goes back to 9/11. I think you're exactly right. And it is
we got the TSA. We got ICE. We got all these other federal agencies that nobody ever heard of before. Never mind. We already had the FBI. We already had the DIA. We already had the CIA. We already had the, you know, all this other list of alphabet soup, you know?
Yeah. You are exactly right. And, you know, it's not about bashing Trump. It's not about saying, you know, I'll never vote for Trump, blah, blah, blah. It's about holding Trump accountable, and it's about, holding his feet to the fire and just, you know, saying, look, this is what you promised and you have failed to fulfill it. So, you know, why should we vote for you again? I'd love to hear the reasons. I'd love to be proven wrong. I'd love for him to, you know, declare an emergency in August and start locking people up. But until I see it, I'm going to have trouble believing that another 4 years is going to make any more difference than the last 4 years. And again, it's not just Trump, it's the Republicans as well. So we'll be there at the rally, spreading this message and saying, look, we love you, Trump, but you got to really bring the hammer down. You got to show your supporters some backbone, or else, you know, you're going to find that a lot of people are going to stay home on election day. And it's just as simple as that. You know, the hatred for Joe Biden is not as high as it was for Hillary Clinton. You got to overcome that with the love of Trump. So this is Harrison Smith signing off. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome,
learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.